I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Councilmember Deedy?
So I'd like to add two resolutions onto the agenda tonight to discuss and possible have a vote on. They are the Enumclaw Recycling Center, which is off of Franklin Road, and the John Henry Mine, which is here just outside of Black Diamond.
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
I second your motion.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Councilmember Pepper?
Yes. Thank you. I move to adopt the council approved agenda for council rules of procedure. There are some agenda changes. Do I have a second?
I will second you, Pat.
All right.
Wait, excuse me.
Why don't you tell us what the changes are?
Right now.
Before you have a motion and a second, you need to make the motion to what the changes are.
The consent agenda items 1 to 6 are moved to the end of the agenda for Council Rule 3.12. Additions under new business, as Councilmember Deedy has brought forth and we have passed that they will be on the agenda, is a resolution opposing the siting of the Enumclaw Recycling Center and the resolution opposing the opening of the John Henry Mine. I have moved and been seconded on this motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So the next item on the agenda is public comments. Persons wishing to get up and speak to council, please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone wishing to address council? Robin.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Tonight there are two resolutions regarding the city paying for legal defense fees for the two lawsuits that have been brought against Morgan, Weber, and Pepper. I am sure they are all giddy over the fact that they think they can vote themselves out from under the personal financial ruin they have brought down upon their heads. However, one of these lawsuits is the OPMA lawsuit brought by Oak Point. Morgan, Weber, and Pepper already tried to push this through in December 2016. When the city refused to pay their legal fees, they took it before the judge in the OPMA case. Morgan is on record multiple times in these council chambers saying that an issue will have to be decided by a judge. This issue has already been decided by a judge twice. On March 9th and on April 3rd, 2017, the judge ruled that the city was not required to pay any attorney fees unless and until the full $150,000 bond was paid. To my knowledge, this has never happened. On the other resolution is to get the city to pay their legal defense fees in the breach of the contract lawsuit where Morgan, Weber, and Pepper acted in bad faith regarding the pedestrian walkway over Rock Creek. They are citing BDMC 2.66.040 as giving them the right to make this request. They seem to have not read the entire code because 2.66.030B makes this final statement, quote, "The provisions of this chapter are intended to be secondary to any contract or policy of insurance owned or applicable to any official or employee. The city shall have the right to require an employee to utilize any such policy protection prior to requesting protection afforded by this chapter." In the aforementioned legal rulings, Morgan, Weber, and Pepper were supposed to submit declarations confirming that they did not have private insurance to cover their legal defense as noted in 2.66.030B. They must be required to do so here as well. To be covered by BDMC 2.66, one must also pass the smell test of 2.66.030A, which states, "In no event shall protection be offered under this chapter by the city to 1. Any dishonest, fraudulent, criminal, willful, intentional, or malicious act or course of conduct of any official or employee, in no event shall, that's mandatory. Tonight, Morgan Weber and Pepper will continue to act in their dishonest, fraudulent, and intentional manner and vote to force the mayor to break this law. However, the oath of office and the law mean something to this mayor, and I'm sure she will see to it that BDMC 2.66.030 is faithfully upheld.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Chrissy?
Good evening, Council. Christine Hansen, Black Diamond. I was here last night. There was a hearing with the hearing examiner about the plat by the villages. And one of the things that I found out was, and Colin, maybe you can help me out here because I batted all the names. The council did not do their due diligence. And what is that called that now we're Xing out that you guys don't have to pay for? Thank you. So one of the things, thank you, that when I was on council and we were going through the development agreement, that they would have to help pay for that. And because this council did not have a work study, did not do the due diligence, the hearing examiner might strike that from the whole thing. And it's kind of like when I was on council and Yarrow Bay asked for, I believe it was a capital facilities agreement. Is that right? Where you could improve the roads. We could have had a fire station. The parks could have been done. Everything could have been done. And before I left council, we voted that to move forward. And then the new council came in and they reversed it. So sometimes you think you're doing the right thing, but then you look back and you're not. So you need to keep in mind what is in the best interest of the city and not what you think is in the best interest of the city.
Gianna?
Jonna Thompson, Black Diamond. I am hoping tonight that you will pass the plat. I'm hoping that you'll pass the budget. I'm hoping that you'll pass this resolution regarding the Enumclaw recycling facility. I've been involved in meetings regarding this, and I think this is a bad deal that the county has done a poor job in looking into and has done a very poor job in communicating with their neighbors about. So I hope that you'll sign that. And then there's another a resolution that I hope that you won't sign and agree with, and that's this resolution from Councilmember Pepper to reaffirm the action taken through the adoption, determining the city of Black Diamond was to provide the defense of certain individually named council members. This is just the most poorly written document. Honestly, I can't even believe it came in front of the council. The very first paragraph talks about the council's meeting that happened on December 15th, 2017. We have not lived that date yet. December 15th, 2017. Now, if we can't have documents with accurate information, you certainly cannot pass it. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Kristen?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kristen Bryant. I'm from Bellevue, and I grew up in Black Diamond, and tonight at this meeting, I'd also like to comment on the resolution to defend the Black Diamond City Council members. There is on the agenda, there's a resolution again for yet another legal action taken by the developer against the city. If a land developer can sue a council member and know the council member won't be defended, it gives a developer who has millions of dollars in financial gain to make from city decisions too much control over city decisions. They can make a threat to sue about anything, and that can become too much of a factor in any future decisions. They don't have to be right. They don't have to have a good case. They just have to have thought that they can get the city to doubt that officials won't be defended. This is a horrible precedent to set when the land developer has so much money at stake. If Oak Point really cares about the city of Black Diamond and the taxpayers and the community, they should drop their lawsuits and stop wasting people. If people care about democracy, the council deserves a defense. This is because these council members were very competent and caught in proceeding with their actions. There are many reasons on the record, such as citing the Black Diamond Municipal Code 19.10.328 that requires replacement of the Rock Creek Bridge if there is going to be a significant change or growth of more than 20% of the population the bridge is served by. And I'd also like to point out, what's the point of paying $140,000 a year to the AWC risk management insurance pool if they never cover anything? And what's the point of having a city council if Oak Point is going to run this city? The city should definitely defend the council, and the city should also appeal to the insurance pool to make them pay the defense. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
Good evening. I'm Chris Wisnowski from Black Diamond. I'm just here to give you a friendly reminder that even the lame duck council members, you still have to look out for the best interest of the citizens of Black Diamond and not your best interest. This isn't your show. This is the city council, and you are here to serve the best interest of the citizens of the city. So remember that as you consider your proposals this evening. Do what is in the best interest of the city, and it may not necessarily be in the best interest of you personally, but that's not what we're here about. We're not here about you or you or you or any of us, actually. We're here about the city as a whole and what's interest in the best interest of the city. Thank you.
Gary?
Good evening. Gary Davis, Black Diamond. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. As regards Roberts Drive and the bridge there before you get to the Oak Point development, there are considerations regarding Muckleshoot Indian tribes concerned about fishery. There's also been some questions as to how the whole thing was passed through. Some of the standards used were inappropriate. And hopefully this can be rectified and the developer held to a high standard of going forward with this. And also, I think you're wrong if you don't represent the council to the extent of there being a legal determination, which there hasn't been yet, as to any misconduct on their part, because otherwise you're not going to have anybody running for city council anymore. They're going to be afraid. They're going to get sued and bankrupt no matter what they do, even if they're doing their absolute best and trying to do what's right and for the best interests of the city. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close the public comments. We have a resolution regarding 10 Trails, final plat. Phase 2, Plat C, Division 1. Mr. Williamson.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. Just to update you again, remember this was the plat we brought to you 2 weeks ago, and then we had a work study on Monday and went through more of the conditions, and I think that was very helpful. Great questions that we worked through. And tonight we are here again to see if you want to move forward with the approval of the 10 trails. So let me read some pertinent information on the plat. So this application is for the final plat of Division 1 of Plenary Plat 2C, which was approved on January the 28th, 2015. Division 1 contains the following. A total of 111 lots and 20 tracks. Tracks uses include landscape, utility tracks, access parks, future development, private roads, future right-of-way designation, and open spaces. For individual track uses, refer to the track area tables on Sheet 3 of the final plat, which you've all been provided. Track B is designated for future development, and that will be coming later, and that track is 117 acres. All 111 lots are designated for residential development. Residential lot sizes range from 3,593 square feet to 7,885 square feet. The average density of these lots is 4,659. The applicant is requesting to receive plat approval prior to the submittal of the, it's been a long few days, so excuse me for being tired. So the plat 2C has been approved by sitting hearing examiner on January 28th of 2015, subject to 93 conditions. The applicant filed a complete final plat application on October 10th of 2017 for review by the city. The applicant, as has been noted, has gone back and forth with the city numerous times to make sure this application made all the standards and what we need for a final plat. The final plat that you have in front of you tonight has been approved by the community development director, the public works director, the city attorney, the fire chief, and the police chief. So tonight, all we need is the council's approval, and we'll move forward with it. It is the city's council responsibility to make a final determination on the final plat based on the conditions of the preliminary plat approval and the applicable laws and regulations. This staff report serves to provide the staff's review of the final plat application and the findings regarding compliancy and applicable conditions of the associated permits, including the preliminary plat application. If the final plat application complies with all applicable conditions and regulations, the City Council is required to enter writings of findings to the effect and authorize the mayor to execute the city's written approval on the face of the plat. So before you, you've had for numerous weeks our facts and findings, our staff report, and we've went through numerous work studies and spent the time. We've been available to take questions. We haven't had you call, contact us, do any of the outreach. So we are here tonight to see if you will approve the final plat and move forward. So with that, I'm here to take any questions.
Well, I would like to read a letter into the record. At our last meeting, the city was in receipt of a letter from Nancy Rogers, and now that was talking about the schedule for when the preliminary plat needed to be approved by. I now have a letter dated December 1st, 2017, addressed to Mayor Benson and the City Council. The subject is the Agenda Bill 17067, PLN 17-0076, Final Plat Approval for the Village's MPD, 10 Trails, Phase 2, Plat C, Division 1. Says, Dear Mayor Benson and City Council members, thank you for your attention last night to the Plat 2C, Division 1 Final Plat. I believe the workshop on Monday, December 4th, will help clarify any additional questions you may have and prepare the Black Diamond City Council for possible action on December 7th. During public testimony last night, Megan Nelson distributed a letter from Nancy Rogers of Karen Cross and Hempelman, which indicated an action deadline of December 11th. Unfortunately, Ms. Rogers did not have the benefit of discussions between the MDRT and Oak Point's development team regarding the timeline for Plat 2C Division 1. Oak Point acknowledges that we previously agreed to the action date to December 28, 2017, as indicated by Mr. Williamson last night at the council meeting. I apologize for any confusion the earlier date may have caused. We will strive to ensure in the future that any similar dates are well vetted before being distributed. Thank you again for your consideration of the Plat 2C Division 1 final plat, and we look forward to a positive process on December 4th with the anticipation of action on December 7th, and it's signed by Colin Lund, the Director of Development.
Councilmember Morgan.
Thank you. I wasn't able to be at that work study, so I'm noticing this red, green, yellow, gray coloring. I just was quickly, as an update, are the red pages gone away now, or?
Yes. So all this have met the conditions, and the plat is approval.
Okay.
City attorneys approved all that, all our engineers, fire department, police department, public works, and planning. Yes.
Thank you.
Then I move to adopt a resolution approving the final plat for 10 Trails, Phase 2C, Division 1, PLN 17-0076, setting forth supportive findings and fixing a time when the final plat shall become effective.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is a resolution regarding final acceptance of the city's building roof replacement project. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. Earlier in the year, we appropriated funds for a bid to multifaceted roof for the re-roofing of this building as well as the public works shop to south of us. This was originally planned for 2018, but we agreed to bump that up to schedule the state's roof repair costs and get it done right away. So they completed their work.
So I make a motion to adopt a resolution accepting the city building's roof replacement project by Multifacet Group as complete according to the contract documents.
I'll second you, Tammy.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is a resolution regarding the ILA to provide services to the city of Enumclaw for traffic school. The police chief couldn't be here to present that today, so I just wanted to point out that we have had traffic school here for quite a long time, and sometimes we have 20 or 30 people here on Saturdays for traffic school. We make a little bit of money off of it, and Enumclaw does not have a traffic school, so they approached us and asked us if we could, if they paid for it, could we have their people in our traffic school, because we've been very successful. So this item is just all about including Enumclaw in our traffic school and getting paid by them for the service. So is there any discussion? Councilmember Beattie?
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's a great idea. It's also an opportunity to partner with Enumclaw, get that step going and getting a better relationship with them. So, and it also helps us a little bit financially. So I think it's a good idea.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I'd like to piggyback on that, too. It also, I think, shows that the two cities are trying to get the best bang for the buck. And if we're already doing the classes here, why not have them just pay as opposed to them having to generate their own classes? It just makes sense to me as a taxpayer.
Councilmember Morgan.
So I'd like to move to adopt the resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an interlocal agreement to provide services to the city of Enumclaw for traffic school.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So the next item on the agenda is the resolution regarding an ILA with the City of Maple Valley for building inspection services. Mr. Williamson.
Thank you, Mayor. The council will remember that we currently use interlocal services with the City of Maple Valley to provide inspection services. BHC provides the building official plans review, and they do backup inspection services. The City of Maple Valley has not ratified this yet because they're done for the year. Mm-hmm. So we have met with, I've met with the community development director and the public works director, and their community development director has proposed that we go through the same. This is the same exact one that we had adopted before. We're ahead of Maple Valley. Then they'll go through, and then they'll ratify it after the first of the year. Our contract does expire in January, but in conversations with them, they'll continue to honor and move forward with the contract until they get their authorization by their council. So they will continue on. So it's the same one that has had legal review. It's the same exact, absolutely exact same contract that we had done before. So we are obligated by state law, unless we are in a building moratorium, to provide inspection services. That is mandatory of a city to provide those. So just looking for your authorization so we can continue on just doing our jobs.
Councilmember Morgan.
So this is another example of an interlocal agreement with our neighbors, and I'm always in favor of those, especially for a city of our size. I guess I'd like to move to adopt the resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an interlocal agreement with the City of Maple Valley for building inspection services.
Second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
So the next item the agenda is an ordinance amending the 2017 operating budget. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Washington state law, the RCW 35A-33120, allows cities to amend their original budget for the current year. When you adopt your budget, sometimes you get new grants you didn't know anything about. And under that resolution, as long as you have revenue to cover those expenditures, you're allowed to adopt that ordinance to amend the budget. So this amends the budget that we passed last year. The majority of this budget change is for capital projects. It's for various grants that we brought before you and have completed during the year, and have resolution numbers on my worksheet where we authorize the completion of the grant, but we need to have the budget in place to cover those expenditures per the auditor's office. The second part of the ordinance is really some housekeeping for various operating departments like the street, sewer, water, and storm. Each one of those, because of the growth and the various activities this year, we were busier than normal, need a small, modest budget change, and each one of them had additional revenue that will cover those expenditures. And one good example of that is in the water fund. We had, because of the development project, we had to buy a whole bunch of irrigation meters and install those, and we also had to buy a lot of water meters, and so we have to have those on hand, and we've installed several as we've had projects completed, but we have to have them ahead of time. So part of that revenue then covers that. And in the water fund, we sold a lot of irrigation water to keep the dust down around the school when they were building it here, and also the testing on the stormwater ponds out at Oak Point. So then the last piece of the budget change is to cover the legal expenditures. In the past, we usually spend about maybe $10,000 a year on lawsuits and around $10,000 on various other kind of ungeneral fund things like public disclosure requests or special projects. So we had $20,000 budgeted. But it looks, right now my estimate is that just for those two areas, we're going to spend about $263,000 this year. We had 20 of that covered by budget, and because we had all the extra growth and activity in the building, we have an extra $175,000 that we received in sales tax this year that I hadn't budgeted, so we can budget that. But we are short $68,000 to cover this amount of expenditures for the lawsuits. So the state law says that if we're going to reduce fund balance by $68,000 and then reappropriate that towards lawsuits, we need to have a council majority plus one to vote on the ordinance to pass it. So this ordinance tonight would cover those items that I've just mentioned to you. It needs to also be done according to, I called MRSC, and it would have to be passed before December 29th to cover the current year's expenditures.
Councilmember Weber.
So based on that, I'll make a motion to approve an ordinance adopting the 2017 budget amendment.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The next item is our ordinance adopting the 2018 operating budget. Ms. Miller.
Tonight you have before you the ordinance to adopt the 2018 budget. We started working on that in July. We've spent many months working on it. We've had started in October meeting with the full council. We had four various work study sessions to go over all the details of all the different aspects of the budget. We've had three public hearings, and the budget has been available for comments and for public review. This is for operating and capital, and all funds are in balance. And with that, I recommend that you adopt the 2018 budget ordinance.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I'd just like to say thank you, May, and of course staff and the mayor for putting together a balanced budget and working hard. I know you guys have worked hard on this budget, so I'd like to say thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So with that, I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance adopting the 2018 budget.
Second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So now we have the resolution regarding the provision of defense for council members Morgan, Weber, and Pepper in relation to the judicial proceedings filed as a third-party complaint in King County Superior Court. I would like to read from the revised code of Washington, the amended revised code that was done in 2017 at the third special session. No municipal officer may use his or her position to secure special privileges or exemptions for himself, herself, or others. And no municipal officer may directly or indirectly give or receive or agree to receive any compensation, gift, reward, or gratuity from a source except the employing municipality for a matter connected with or related to the officer's services as such an officer unless otherwise provided by law. So when you vote on these, when it's your turn, you should not be voting for yourself because you are exempt from being able to vote for getting special privileges for yourself.
I would like Attorney Glenn to speak to this issue, please.
This is the same issue that was discussed previously with the bill. This was the same issue, Mayor, I believe it was discussed earlier. These and the cases have made clear that in these type of situations, the defense which is being requested in the authorization is not the type of monetary interest that would prohibit the vote. Thank you. And that, I believe, was dealt with earlier in a written document.
Yes. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
You guys need to be ashamed of yourselves. This is a total conflict of interest on all three of you. There's only one resolution. I have the floor right now, sir. There is only one resolution, and so the three of you should be recusing yourself from that vote, which means we don't have a majority to vote on this. You should just withdraw both of these resolutions.
Yeah. Councilmember Pepper.
All right, in relation to item number 13, resolution of the City of Black Diamond authorizing the provision of the defense of council members Brian Weber, Erica Morgan, and Patricia Pepper in relation to judicial proceedings filed as a third-party complaint in King County Superior Court, case number 17-2-26654-0-KNT, capital letters. Whereas the City Council has received notification of current judicial proceedings pending in relation to a cause of action filed as a third-party complaint in King County Superior Court, case number already mentioned, by CC Black Diamond Partners, LLC, naming the City Council, and as individuals, Council Member Weber, Morgan, and Peppers as defendants, and whereas those three individual council members have filed a request for assumption by the City of their defense in this matter, and Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.66.040 provides for consideration of such requests by the council so as to provide for the payment of such expenses which have been and will be incurred by her in such proceedings, and the courts have found that an elected official may vote upon such a request that he or she makes. The City Council of the City of Black Diamond does hereby resolve as follows. Pursuant to the applicable provisions of the Municipal Code, statutory provisions, and case law, the individual requests of three council members for provision of the funding for representation of them in the reference judicial proceedings, whether for services already provided or hereafter provided, is hereby approved and authorized. I make the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I'm going to ask the three of you, how much are the fees so far that you've incurred that you're asking citizens to pay?
We won't know that yet.
How can we vote on this?
Yes, we can vote on it.
So you don't know how much has already been incurred and or how much you're paying an hour already?
No, we don't know that.
Well, that makes no sense. You've been operating with attorneys so far that you don't have a clue on what you're paying and how much you've incurred already?
Councilmember Weber.
So to talk to that, under Section 1, it notes whether for services already provided or hereafter provided. So if it's hereafter provided, obviously you're not going to have a total or a monetary value on that.
I'm asking for what has already been provided and incurred so far.
I don't have a total for you.
Well, I know, but it's questions that they refuse to answer.
Actually, I would disagree with that. We have not refused to answer. We have given you an answer, and you keep on.
The answer is I don't know. That's pretty lame.
That's your opinion.
That's everybody's opinion.
I think the audience needs to be quiet. Madam Chair, point of order. Please make sure the audience is in control. Okay.
You have a motion and a second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Please take a roll call vote.
May we have a roll call vote, please?
Thank you.
Councilmember Deedy?
No.
Councilmember Morgan?
Yes.
Councilmember Edelman?
No.
Councilmember Weber?
Yes.
Councilmember Pepper?
Yes.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution reaffirming action of resolution number 16-1139, determining that the city of Black Diamond was to provide the defense for certain individually named defendants named on defendants King County Superior Court 16-229091-4. Councilmember Pepper.
Yes. This motion, whereas having received the individual requests from the individual council members named in the litigation, the matter of defending council members Morgan, Pepper, and Weber was acted upon through the approval of the referenced resolution by a majority of the council at its meeting of December 15th, and there is a correction here, 2016. Whereas by adopting the cited resolution, the council intended to and did exercise the authority granted to it by Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.66.040, and whereas an appellate decision, including in the matter of the petition to recall Cynthia Olson, Commissioner of the Port of Tioga, Tahuya, 134, and there's a lot of, it gives you the reference, 2005, the courts have found that an elected official may vote upon such a request that he or she makes, and whereas the request for such defense was presented to the council and received affirmative votes of a majority. However, the mayor articulated a position that the adoption was not valid upon a basis contrary to the judicially approved position, as noted, that the affirmative vote of a council member upon such a request relating to defense of the council member was not violative of any state law or municipal ordinance. And whereas, after having disqualified sequentially each of the three council members from voting, the request was resubmitted, resulting in a vote viewed by the mayor as denying the request. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Black Diamond does hereby resolve as follows. Pursuant to the applicable statutory, municipal, and case law, the Council reaffirms its action taken through the adoption of Resolution 16-1139, granting the request of Council members Morgan, Pepper, and Weber for provision of the funding for representation in the cited case, whether for services already provided or hereafter provided, and payment including for reimbursement of monies paid by the individual council members for such services is hereby approved and authorized. I move this resolution as a motion. Do I have
a
second?
I'll second you, Pat.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
May we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Deedy?
No.
Councilmember Morgan?
Yes.
Councilmember Edelman?
No.
Councilmember Weber?
Yes.
Councilmember Pepper?
Yes.
So the next item on the agenda is the Enum Claw recycling event. Councilmember Deedy.
Okay, so I talked to David Linham I want to say it was Thursday, maybe it was Friday, on the phone with my concerns on the Enum Claw Recycling Center. It's off of 169 on the left on Franklin Road, just where it kind of wishbones right there, headed into Enum Claw, just a little bit back there. My concerns are just the trucks per day that are going to be going in and out of there is 164 plus. There is no provisions that I could find, any upgrades or studies on 169 from entering 169 from this recycling event center, or any upgrades to the Franklin Road. And if you've been on that road, it is a horrendous road to drive on. So, you know, I don't know which direction these trucks are going to go in, but 164 trucks a day averages out about 20 per hour, you know, maybe less in certain hours, maybe more in different hours. But that's a lot of trucks coming in and out of our city, whether it's Black Diamond or Enum Claw. And we have students that go to Enum Claw in the mornings, back and forth. So that's a high concern for me. There's also, so I'll read this resolution. So a resolution of the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, King County, Washington, opposing the siting of the Enumclaw Recycling Center. Whereas King County is currently processing a permit for a material recycling facility, Enumclaw Recycle, to be located south of the Bass Lake Complex and along Enumclaw-Franklin Road. And whereas the Black Diamond City Council opposes the siting of Enumclaw Recycle for the potential adverse environmental impacts that such an operation could create, including contamination of the Bass Lake Complex and the Green River Gorge. And whereas the City Council further opposes the siting of Enumclaw Recycle based on potential unfavorable traffic impacts, including increased daily traffic estimated at 164 trips per day. And whereas the City Council further opposes the siting of Enumclaw Recycle based on the business history of the operator, including multiple violations and lawsuits involving the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, Pierce County Planning and Land Services, the Department of Ecology, and the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. And whereas the City Council finds that it would not be in the best interest of the city to support the siting of Enumclaw Recycle based on the probable adverse effects on the health, welfare, and safety of city residents. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, Washington, does resolve as follow. Section 1 would be opposing to the Enumclaw Recycle site. The Black Diamond City Council hereby opposes the siting of Enumclaw Recycle at the proposed location for the reasons set forth above. So I would strongly encourage that we vote on this tonight and oppose this. I welcome discussion, debate on it.
Well, I'd like to say, with the history of this business, especially in Pierce County, he's been kicked out of these areas. So he's coming out to our area because he thinks it's ripe pickings. And I support this. I think we need to get our voice heard on we don't need this recycling center in our backyard.
Councilmember Pepper.
Councilmember Didi, do you happen to it sounds like multiple violations involving the Pierce County Health Department. So right. Do you happen to know what those might not all of them, but kind of like what they are?
I don't know the specifics. I didn't get a chance to talk to David. David did most of the research on that section mm-hmm. right there for me. Mm-hmm. But I know that there is an area on Facebook, and I want to it's like Bass. Thank you. Friends of Bass Lake, and they do have documents on there as well citing some of this.
And Ray Steele did an excellent article on this.
Yeah, it was in the newspaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just don't have the exact things that they did.
Yes, yes.
So I don't want to
I see the topics. I just thought maybe you had an example of what they might do. And then the other thing I wanted to ask was do you know what Enumclaw City Council is doing with this at all?
So I contacted one of the ladies that is heading up mm-hmm. on this, and she said that Enumclaw has not made any stance on this at all. They have not stepped in to say yay or nay or added any input.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Weber.
So, yeah, It's kind of weird. I did read that article about a day or two before I got the email that you guys wanted to add this to the agenda. I totally support this. I can tell you it doesn't sound like you'd be the best of neighbors to have south of us or west or whatever direction they're going to be. I would totally support this.
Councilmember Morgan.
So, I'm thinking of the picture. I think that traffic for this recycling center is probably not really going to go through Enumclaw. It's going to come through Black Diamond because it's coming from the west, and it's probably turning around and going back to get reloaded and not going through Enumclaw. So I think it's probably fairly important for the city of Black Diamond to take a stance.
Okay. So I make a motion that the council passes a resolution opposing the open or the siting of the Enumclaw Recycling Center.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the John Henry Mine. Councilmember Deedy.
Okay, so I'll read the resolution to that, and then we can have a discussion. A resolution of the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, King County, Washington, opposing the opening of the John Henry Mine. Whereas the federal government is currently reviewing a permit for coal mining to be located on private land just outside of the City of Black Diamond. And whereas Pacific Coast Coal Company seeks to mine 85,000 to 90,000 tons of coal per year over 6 years at the site. And whereas mining may have adverse environmental impacts and may increase hazardous greenhouse gas emissions. And whereas, as a result of the mining activity, increased traffic may result in and around the city. And whereas King County has likewise vowed to oppose the mining permit. And whereas the City Council finds that it would not be in the best interest of the city to support the reopening of the John Henry Mine based on the probable adverse effects on the health, welfare, and safety of city residents. And then now for the City Council. So I won't read all that. But so I'll first say my mom worked for this mine in summer of the 1990s. And they were a great company for her. They let her do her job as a firefighter. But in 1999, this company closed, and it has not reopened. So it did go out to reopen in 2013, I think, and they did nothing. There was no activity up there. But I have not heard anything different. I've read articles, Seattle Times and other articles, stating that they do plan on mining up there. And they do plan on having, so one of the things I saw was that they are allowed to mine up there from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that's blasting. And just coming out tonight to this meeting, I heard the gun club loud and clear at my house. So I can't even imagine what blasting would be like in the city of Black Diamond with that noise pollution. Trucking coal in and out of Morgan Creek. I mean, Morgan Creek housing development is right there. I can't even, the safety of our citizens up there, I didn't see anything for road improvements right there. There was nothing. So you've got people coming in from the Issaquah Hobart Road and our citizens coming out to their house and home and out of their area. The burning of the coal, the air quality, you know, I believe that there is gases, there is an ozone that is being affected, and I think that this would also affect that. So it was also, I saw it was 10 plus trips a day, so 10 trips in and out with trucks hauling coal. One of the things was stated that they would have it covered. I know that that the company that asked about that, I can't remember which company it was, stated they didn't know what kind of covering they were using. There's different kind of coverings that you can use, some that are really high quality that would keep everything in, and then there's others that, you know, are just a flimsy cover. So they didn't know what kind of covering that was going to be. The phosphorus and copper could pollute nearby streams and enter into our lakes and rivers. So we have a lot of lakes. Obviously, we have the Green River, but we have a lot of water in the city that could get polluted from this mine opening. So let's see. I think it was 170,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide a year for 6 years. And that's all I have right now. So I'm happy to answer.
Councilmember Morgan.
So I'm thinking that Ravensdale Road, Roberts Drive, 169 intersection is the most dangerous intersection in our city as far as I think that we have almost an accident a day there, and it's not very far up the road where the Morgan Creek road comes in. And then there's the other problem, which is the Ginder Creek, that lake, Ginder Lake and the Ginder Creek that comes down across that across that whole wetland. That water pretty well goes pretty straight into Lake Sawyer. And I guess I'm just saying there could be a few more whereases on here. But it's good the way it is, too.
Councilmember Pepper.
Thank you. Yes, I talked to somebody from Puget Sound Keepers today, Councilmember Didi, and they are very interested in this issue and would be interested in community feedback and anything that, you know, we would like to develop along these lines. And they would be very interested in meeting in some way or another. Apparently, this company doesn't have a very good record in terms of reclamation, because I think they were supposed to do something and it wasn't really done. So I asked, well, after this six-year contract is up, what then? Is there another six-year contract? She mentioned that they were supposed to, after this six-year contract, they were supposed to reclaim for like 2 years. And I said, well, what kind of jobs is this, you know, bringing in to the community? And she said, well, she didn't know about they would go into the community, but she said the trucking job, when the mine's working, it would be about, her understanding, about 30 jobs, but not necessarily local. So then she said the reclamation would be about 20 jobs, not necessarily local. So when you think about industry or light, you know, maybe this isn't as many jobs as people think they're going to have around here. There are apparently three sets of permits, the federal government permits that are in the works, the Department of Ecology and the King County grading permit. And the Department of Ecology has some concerns about this, and they're pretty clear. There are a couple reports on the table up there if anyone is particularly interested in that Department of Ecology. It's from the middle of October. And so if you're interested, there are a few up there. You can certainly make more copies. And I just think that this is when the facts that Councilmember Didi is bringing forth are impacting our community and the people that live here. And I think that this resolution gives an opinion that we have very grave concerns about this operation.
Councilmember Didi.
So one other thing that I did see while scanning Facebook was Dow Constantine has a Facebook page, and he has a poll going on this coal mine. So he's not in favor of it, but he does have a poll for people to say yes, they're in favor, or no, they're not in favor. And it's overwhelmingly no, they're not in favor of opening this mine, and for many of the reasons that we read already. So with that, I make a motion that the council passes a resolution opposing the opening of the John Henry mine.
Second. Any further discussion?
I'll just note that I concur with everything. I don't think I can add any more. I mean, I don't want to get into the, you know, we're playing the reclamation game, you know, long enough to, you know, fit that square so we put it down another 3 or 4 or 10 years. But, yeah, I would hate to see, you know, some kind of short-term gain turn out to be a long-term headache. So,
yeah. Councilmember Pepper.
Another thing that she mentioned is they do have a history of dumping, and some of it could be toxic. So we have a lot of water in Black Diamond. I think we need to protect it.
So any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we're going to move to the consented. Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I'd like to make a motion at this point in the agenda. We've gotten a lot of work done, in 1 hour tonight. Kudos to the City Council, finally. But since we have passed the two biggies for the year, the budget and the final plat, I would like to make a motion that we cancel the work study that's scheduled for next Thursday and the December 21st council meeting, and call this the last meeting of the year, and then go celebrate the holidays.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Weber.
So I'm not opposed to this. However, I find it kind of ironic that we're looking to cancel a couple meetings that are in our code, but yet when it was requested legally by three council members to cancel a meeting, it didn't happen.
You can reschedule.
So
the big difference is we're doing this in an open public meeting.
It's regardless.
Well, the city of Maple Valley canceled all their meetings in December. They approved their budget in November and canceled all their meetings for the month of December.
Well, that's fine. That's Maple Valley. Like I said, it's not that I don't support it, but it just seems a little.
Well, we have nothing on the agenda for either one of those meetings.
That's fine. So, okay. Do we get a second?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. So the next item on the agenda is a consent agenda. So are we going to pull those individually, or are you going to actually do a consent agenda?
I would move that we break it out.
Do you have special things for the minutes, or can the minutes be lumped together, or do you have?
I don't personally. I don't know if anybody.
I don't either. No, I don't.
So let's do the claim checks, and then we'll do the payroll, and then we'll do all 4 minutes together.
That's fine.
So who's doing the claim checks?
I don't know. Do you want to do it? I can do it.
Yes. I gave you an assignment, and then I didn't hear anymore, so I'll let you do it.
Okay.
She's the vice chair.
That means I do the work.
So I'm going to pull voucher 45577 for Kenyon Dyson.
Sorry, Bob, you don't get paid.
I guess I'll speak to each one as I go. That is the same as it always is, a point of attention about the serial contracts and the fact that council did not vote for their contract. The next one is 45586, and that is for my apologies, that is not one.
So you're not pulling 45586?
No. 45592. Hard to look sideways here. That is the RH2. And this one is due to the multiple serial contracts. Throughout that, but then I would move to approve the rest of the vouchers.
What is that?
I move to approve the rest of the vouchers.
So you just pulled those two vouchers.
And I'll second that, Brian.
So all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I would move that we pay the payroll.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
So we have minutes. We have a motion for all those minutes.
I'll just keep on rolling, and I'll make a motion that we approve all the minutes that are on the agenda, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have a department report? Mr. Williamson.
Andy Williamson, Community Development. Just to let you know some of the things that we have coming up this next year, and there is a lot of activity in our offices. Currently, with the help of the Public Works Department and Seth, we are currently processing three short plats throughout the city, a couple over in Lake Sawyer, one within the local area here of Old Town Black Diamond. So over the last few weeks, we've approved 65 lots in PP1A. We have done 14 commercial lots, the school site, and two very large multifamily lots. So those are actively within those 65 lots. We have 14 model homes, plans that people come in to get on the registered plan sets. We have issued already two plans, and with the next 2 weeks, I'd imagine you're going to see houses being going up. So they mobilized today, and they are on site doing erosion control, and will be in the next few days doing the foundations, and the houses will be starting to go up. Last night, we had a preliminary plat hearing for V13, which was 65 lots. The hearing examiner has 10 days. He'll be giving us his notice in 10 days, and then we'll work through his conditions, and the infrastructure will start on that. So that is going on also. Also, we will be issuing within the next week the Oak Point Welcome Center, which is also their field offices. That will be permitted, and that will then allow people to have an avenue to come in to figure out what is actually going on within the master plan. So there is a lot of activity within those things. Also, heading forward into the new year, we will then be final platting V13, of 65 lots. And remember, when we did the original PP1A, it was broken into divisions. And currently, curbs are being poured, and then the pavement will be going on for an additional 100 lots in PP1A Division 2. So this is going to continue to come on. So the lots are going to be coming on, and well, you'll be standing in front of whomever is the council. So whoever's in those positions, be prepared, and then I'll help you answer the questions the best I can. But we will be finalizing a lot of lots in the next year. And a lot of commercial buildings have come in. There's been a lot of inquiries about the villages and other places, too. So we are also working with the new owner of what was formerly known as the Dinner House, as they go through and we're working through a remodel on that project. And it's called Black Diamond Public House, currently is what it's going to be called. Could change later. You know, things change. But they're actively looking forward to remodeling with that. And so there's a lot of activity going on in Black Diamond, a lot of excitement, a lot of building and things happening. So I just thought I'd bring that forward and answer any questions you might have. Mr. Weber?
So just a couple little one information, one entertainment. You mentioned the other night after our work study that some of the streets are open to the public to kind of drive in and take a look.
Yes. Correct? Yes, they are.
Up there today.
Yep.
And for our entertainment part, would you kind of relay that little story about where the elk is, what the elk's doing out there?
Oh, we are having a unique opportunity of having feeding the elk at the cost of Mr. Lund's expensive plants. And I personally enjoy that.
He likes to hang out in the roundabout.
Yes, so actually the other day when we were walking and doing some additional speed limit signs that we want to put up within the area to keep things, What we did notice is that the elk are up in the top of the roundabout. So there is elk droppings, and there's elk, and you can see where they're bedding. So everybody be careful going around there at night if an elk decides to come out.
You can call it elk sign.
Huh?
You can call it elk sign.
Elk sign, okay. I'm not a hunter, so there is a lot of, I mean, and you know, we open up everybody, you know, park your car. It's a great place to walk. There's great sidewalks in there. The sidewalks along the front edge, it's well lit, along with the Roberts Drive project. Congratulations, Seth. That looks absolutely wonderful. You did a great job on that. And, you know, the opportunity to walk on those sidewalks now and come up on the park up there. There's areas to park and walk on the sidewalks. It's a nice area to. And we're seeing more and more people starting to walk up in their parking and walking around and enjoying it. So we're just going to move forward from here. So,
all right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Williamson.
So on my mayor's report, on 11/19, I attended the turkey dinner at the Black Diamond Elementary School. It was put on by the Kiwanis and some school staff and some volunteers. And how many people did we serve?
30 people sat and ate dinner and 150 to go.
That's amazing. In 2 hours, 11 to 1 in 2 hours. That's just amazing.
Always looking for more people to help.
And everybody got to take extra dessert home. So then I attended the CLTC meeting, which is Southeast Area Legislation Transportation Commission meeting, to talk about the legislative agenda for the South End, for Maple Valley, Covington, and Black Diamond. And I also, on 11/21, attended the skateboard meeting, South County Area Transportation Board in SeaTac. And on 12/1, I attended the Enumclaw School District luncheon in Enumclaw with newly electeds. And on December 2nd, I attended the newly elected officials workshop in Covington. And Steve DiGiulio mentioned Black Diamond 4 times, including the lawsuit and the recall. On 12/5, I had my deposition with the OPMA lawsuit. And on 12/9, this Saturday is the hometown Christmas, and it's from 10 to 4, and they have cookie decorating at the bakery, Santa at the bakery. They have cookies to eat at the museum, and they have kids' crafts at the Eagles Hall. And, Gina, where are those reindeer going to be?
11 to 1, and it'll be right next to the tree.
Oh, really? So you're going to be right in the middle of
right
everything.
In the middle with the
very cool. So we have two reindeer that some citizens volunteered and helped paid for so that we could bring reindeer. And are these tame ones like the ones that we saw in Enumclaw that you actually can pet them?
They said the handlers, you can touch them, but the handlers will kind of,
Do you get to feed them?
No.
Oh. No, because we
did
that.
They have some grain that they will hand out. Yeah.
Oh.
But they're not supposed to be
there. No reindeer jerky special.
Okay, Council Member Deedy.
I'm glad the mayor goes first, because then she picks up stuff that I forget that I did. Okay, so she mentioned hometown Christmas, so that elementary school has a big craft fair every year. Last year it was up at the gym here. This year it's going to be in at the beautiful school, so please come enjoy that, along with the museum, the Eagles Hall, the whole strip down by the antique store, and the bakery are all going to have great things for everybody to do. So come out and enjoy that. I met with pretty much all staff this last week, so May Miller, Andy, Brenda, Mayor Benson, on Platts and my resolutions. So I've talked to everybody there. Colin, I guess it's payback from the elk. They're letting you know maybe they weren't happy with what happened in their homes there, so sorry about that. Thanksgiving lunch at the elementary school I attended. And just let everybody know, drop-in volleyball every Wednesday night at the gym. And it's $3 for adults, and kids are free. That's all.
Councilmember Morgan?
So my memory isn't really very long, so I'll just talk about this week itself.
Every day except Wednesday, I was either being deposed or witnessing other people being deposed. It's a little bit of blur in my head. It's going to take me a little bit to sort out, actually, what is really going on and what parts different people play and what points of view, where people are coming from. But I will get it figured out.
Council Member Edelman.
Okay. I also, with my husband, attended the Kiwanis dinner on the 19th. We've had various meetings with staff in the last couple of weeks. So on the 29th, we have the Sound Cities Association dinner. On the 1st, you guys didn't mention this, there was a Christmas tree lighting at the community center. And also, we went to the production of Miracle on 34th Street that was put on at Oklahoma High School. And our next door neighbors were Chris Kringle was Steve Page, and his wife Anne was one of the moms, and their daughter was one of the elves. So that was really fun to see that. And it's continued a tradition I've had with neighbors since these performances at some of the schools. On the 3rd, I went to Leslie Cooley's memorial, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful memorial. There was another two or three sides of that person that I didn't know about because we basically saw her sitting.
Yes, you put them on by a lot of people. I went to the CLTC meeting at Southeast Area Legislative Transportation Coalition on the 5th because the mayor was not able to attend. And that's a really interesting group of people because it's the Chamber of Commerce from Maple Valley, Black Diamond, Covington, the city managers from Maple Valley and Covington, our mayor. We get elected officials there, and it's a really great coalition of people to act cooperatively to start solving some of our transportation issues. And then last night I went to, it's part of the Sound Cities Association. We are part of the South Valley
Caucus.
How Black Diamond is considered a valley, I don't know. But it also was represented by Maple Valley, Covington, Kent, Auburn, Federal Way. We had a lot of representatives there. And our big issues there, and that, again, is to try and bring topics that are local to us to the next higher level that we can work on regional issues because what's affecting us is also probably affecting somebody else. But homelessness, traffic, transportation issues, growth, those were the big takeaways from that meeting last night. So I only have one more meeting this year. The pick is next week, and I'll tell you about that in January.
Did you mention the SCA dinner?
I did.
And
she did. I forgot.
Aaron Stout attended that as well. So thank you, Aaron.
Councilmember Weber.
Yeah, we've had quite a few work studies, a lot of information that's went through, been presented that we've had to go through recently. And, yeah, that's pretty much taken up a lot of my time, going through all the, you know, all the plat information, the budget information. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff to do, but that's it.
Councilmember Pepper.
Yes, thank you. I attended the council work session special meeting on the 9th, the council meeting November 16th, council special meeting November 30th, council meeting here this evening, 12-7-17, and December 2nd, the, what did they call it, effective council or elected officials. And well, not only, could be other people too. So that was pretty interesting. Black Diamond's getting famous. Okay. One thing I wanted to say that I did not say about the mine is the products made at or coming from the mine. Right now, they're going to go to the two places: the Ashgrove Cement in West Seattle and the Lee Cement in Canada, and
I wonder if Maple Valley knows that those trucks are going to come through town. I mean, that because that's going to be the way you get there, probably, maybe. Okay, so, and the other thing is, there is an organization, an arts organization for South King County called the South County Coalition, and every month they put out a calendar of events in the area by theater, by music, by visual arts, by dance, by city-sponsored holiday events. And if people are interested, they might want to have some of our events, like the Hometown Christmas and Miners' Days and Labor Days, the tree lighting ceremony, maybe on this calendar. And so so other people can see it in the area if we're interested in doing that. Now, I got a tree initiative from Mayor Benson, and I'm wondering, are we? Is there more information on that? Is that something we're doing?
Was that a canopy?
Yeah.
That they're doing.
Yeah.
They're doing. They're voluntarily doing it, and it's not anything that we'll use right away. What it is it kind of tells you where your covered canopy tree areas are, and maybe 10, 15 years from now, we'll see if the things that we planted are actually providing more tree canopy than happened today, but it's not going to be any time that we would use this report until later on. Is there anything you want to add to that, Mr. Botcher?
That it's funded by the King Conservation Corps. And so they have funding. They're going to be doing a tree canopy inventory from all of our surrounding cities.
Okay. Do we have to say yes, or does we nope. just include it anyway?
No, it's free.
We just
it's free. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Algona, Auburn, Bellevue, Black Diamond, Burien, Covington, Des Moines, Kent, Maple Valley, Mercer Island, Newcastle, Normandy Park, Renton, SeaTac, Tukwila.
So, Mr. Noel, do you have an attorney report?
So now it's time for our second public comments. Those people wishing to address council, please come up and state your name and your city of residence, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Chrissy.
Chrissy Hanson, Black Diamond. Okay, this is hilarious. So when we were doing the MPD's call-in, I said, when we take away the elk's habitat, we have to replace it with something, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to, yeah. Well, when? Because there's, your plants are going to die. No, I'm serious. Like right now, they're cruising along. I was driving through there the other day, thinking, wow, those look a lot smaller than they did the other day. But if you don't want them eating your plants, since you have so much land in the back that's not being used, you can do what they do over by Ellensburg. They have a wildlife feeding station over there, and they actually feed the elk. I think it's alfalfa. I'm not sure. But anyway, you could maybe do that and save your expensive plants.
I doubt it.
Jana?
Well, I would...
Name and...
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Jonna Thompson, Black Diamond. I'd just like to ask that all resolutions that end up on the agenda, if we could find out about them before. I know you're trying to get it in today, but I would have commented happily on those couple of things that came up at the end of the agenda. And then there was one thing that happened tonight that took everyone's breath away, and that was when May talked about our legal fees budget being not the $20,000 that was budgeted, but $260,000. And I want to point out that that does not include the legal fees that were requested tonight by the three council members. It does not include their defense. It does not include the legal fees that were requested last meeting to cover the defense of the recall for Councilmember Pepper, which all three of those resolutions were open checks. No cap, no amounts, no budgets, nothing. Those were not included in this enormous sum. And also, it's my understanding that not included in this enormous number is Dan Glenn's time, Kohler's time, or Ann Bremner's time. I don't think any of those people have been paid, and that's included in this amount. Is that correct, May? That they are not included, that those three attorneys hired by Councilmember Pepper, she signed their contracts, they are not included in that sum. So if all of those things get paid, holy cow, are we talking $500,000? Are we talking $1 million? Where's that money coming from? In the discussion about the resolutions tonight and last week for the recall defense, no conversation happened about where the money was coming from, who was paying for all of these legal fees, and what is not happening in the city because fees are coming out of the general fund to pay for these legal expenses. This is ridiculous. It is really, really sad that this will be your legacy as a council member, Councilmember Morgan and Weber. As you leave, this is your last night as a council member. This is what you will be remembered for, is driving up the budget and our legal fees and having nothing to show for it. In parting, I would like to thank Councilmember Weber and Morgan for your service as council members. I know it's been a rough last year for sure, and I also recognize that it's a lot of work to be a volunteer and spend so much time on something that you're passionate about. And mostly, I would like to thank you for causing a situation, being a catalyst for Black Diamond residents to come together and unite for a better citizen and a better future for Black Diamond.
Myra?
OCD. Myra Hoke, Black Diamond. Gina Vaughn is our esteemed chairperson for the Hometown Christmas. I wanted to point that out. And there was one thing that has not been mentioned about Hometown Christmas, and that is we need singers, carolers. So what we've done is we don't have a church group that has signed up for this or a neighborhood group. But I've reached out to the population in general and said, please, everybody come on down and just sing with us. Sing. We're going to be moving from store to store and all around the area. So it's a great chance to bring the kids, and you can sing as long as you want or as less as you want. You can even mouth the words if you don't carry a tune. So everybody come on over. We're going to meet in front of the museum at 10 o'clock and start singing. Thank you.
Terry?
Terry Yankovich, Black Diamond Council. What I would like to say tonight is I love driving on Roberts Road since the lights have been installed. They look beautiful. And I also love the roundabout. I think it was done very well, and I can't imagine it ever being a problem. Now, the one thing that I would like to comment on, and I've commented on this before, is the fact that we have this council here that three of them believe one way, and three of them believe another way. And I, to this day, do not understand why it is so gray and it's not black and white. The fact that the majority was able to pass things that the other three did not believe in or did not agree with, and they were given information from their attorney, I'm boggled. But what I have to say is that in the spring we will be moving, so we don't have to deal with this anymore.
Colin?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Colin Lund with Oak Point. This year has been a wild ride, right? It's been interesting to say the least. But towards the end of this year, we had, you know, the construction season was wrapping up, and we have a lot of, paperwork to get done, final plats, that sort of thing. And, you know, I want to just take a moment and say that I managed to not only, probably frustrate my own staff, but the MDRT staff and their consultants as well, because just trying to get everything right to bring it forward to council. But in all that, I guess I'm proud, and the MDRT should be proud as well, that we brought two final plats before you, and both were, I would say, absolutely perfect. And we really strive for that level. And by the time it gets to council, the MDRT and their consultants have done a just superb job vetting through all the documents. So, tonight was evidence of that with a unanimous vote of approval on plat 2C. That was a very complicated plat, and I'm hopeful that you'll be very proud as you drive in there and take a look at it, because it does, I think it looks really good. So that's my own personal opinion. So thank you to Andy and his staff, and to my staff, who, again, I probably alienated as well, but I guess it's part of my job. And to the elk, that's just the cherry on top, isn't it? If Christine Hansen was on council at the time, and I think one of our conditions was that we revegetate with mass-producing plant material, which is a attractor towards wildlife for when they're foraging in the wintertime. So we were required to plant material that the elk would love to eat. So my landscape installer is loving that, because he's out there at my cost replacing things. But the majority of what they're doing is actually using the street trees to, I guess they scratch their horns or whatever, and so they're breaking limbs and that sort of thing. So a lot of cleanup work, but to some degree it's kind of cool to see it as well. So while it's expensive and it's a little bit of a nuisance, it's kind of cool as well. It just is another character of Black Diamond. So, anyways, thank you all. Appreciate the year. Appreciate that we've gotten through it. And looking forward to bigger and better things in the years to come. Thank you.
Gary?
Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond, thank you for the opportunity to speak. And all the humor aside, Mr. Lund, please be sensitive about how and where you do anything to feed the elk or the deer. The reason being, my family has lost fruit trees, nut trees over the years, most of this before Oak Point came in and started the development. But it's a very sensitive point, because when my parents were still alive, I brought in a lot of apple trees and things. We made a little plot up near the house and put in a fairly decent fence around it. But hard to stop an elk when they're determined to get at your fruit trees. So it is a sensitive subject, and you've got a lot of expensive yards, the plants that they put in, ornamental. Mostly it's deer for them. The elk don't usually come up so close to the houses. Depends on what it is that's attracting them. Because they have come up. One time I forgot to close the gate, and they came up around my house between Bott's Drive and the front of the house and got scared. And they tried to jump what I now have around the house, the chain link fence, and didn't quite make it. They got over, but they bent the top of that fence fairly severely. So a little sensitivity on that, I'm sure, will be appreciated by all the homeowners. Thank you.
Brock?
Brock D.D., Black Diamond. In reference to the three, amendments or resolutions concerning paying for the defense of the three council people, I wouldn't be so disagreeable to this if the resolutions are written to say, can the city of Black Diamond pay for our defense as long as we're found innocent? And at the end of the resolution, maybe at the bottom, it says, if we're found guilty, we'll take all responsibility and pay that fee. That way, I would feel better about you guys putting that up there and saying, I'm confident and I know I'm innocent, so I think that I should be supported by my city. And I feel that I would support that because you guys are confident, and if you're found innocent, then that means that you didn't do anything wrong. But on the flip side of that is you've got to realize that if you're guilty, you've done something wrong, and we shouldn't have to pay for that. So if those resolutions could be rewritten and revoted on, that says, hey, I'm confident, I was doing the right thing, I didn't do anything wrong, so I'm confident, and I'm going to say the city's going to pay for my support. But I'm also going to say on there that if I'm found guilty, I will take that burden and I'll pay for it so that the city doesn't have to support me in my guilt. So that's my suggestion. I hope you can do that. Maybe you can't. Maybe the resolution's already been passed. We can't do that. But to me, that would mean a lot, whole lot more that I'm supporting you because you're innocent. But I really, really, really don't want to support you if you're guilty. Okay? Thanks.
Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. The argument that lawsuits discourage people from running for council, we just had an election where in the primary we had basically 5 people filing for 2 council seats. So that argument is a moot point because nobody was discouraged from running for council, even while the largest lawsuit is going on in this city against 3 of the council members. They were not dissuaded from running. If elected officials act legally and on legal advice, there's no fear when a lawsuit is threatened. That happened many times, and my husband was on council, and they never got sued once. You need to vote to have a city pay your legal fees for 2 lawsuits speaks clearly to the inability of Morgan Weber and Pepper to act legally. Tonight shows what happens when a council recognizes it must act collaboratively. Tonight was amazing to watch Pepper actually working with the council members over here and discussion going on, things getting passed. Wow. Now that there is no longer any need or anything to gain by sending your issues to committees, you just decided to get city business done. Had you done this in the beginning of 2016, I dare say, you would not be under lawsuits today, where you are begging the city to pay for your fees. And as far as paying if you're innocent and not if you're guilty, that's what the $150,000 bond was about, was if you are found, the city would pay your fees, and if you are found to be in violation, that $150,000 or more would be to pay the city your fees because there was a fear that you would not be able to afford it. My understanding is you have yet to post that bond, which means you haven't the ability to pay it anyway. So having a resolution say, if we're guilty, we'll pay it, the city would be out anyway, and that's what the judge saw, and that's why she made the ruling that she did, that you would have to pay a bond up front, which, in my understanding, that hasn't been paid yet. So your little resolution to get your fees paid for this lawsuit, the OPMA lawsuit, does not trump a judge's order. So you're still kind of out that unless you post your $150,000.
Is there anyone else wishing? Ms. Miller.
I didn't get up under department reports, but I want to thank the council tonight for passing both the current year budget change and next year's budget. I mean, that just says a lot that you were thinking about the citizens. I mean, it's going to give us police, it's going to give us fire, it's going to give us public works, it's going to give us a new building official so we can do all the building and permits, and it's going to give my department time to actually get all those numbers in place so that when January comes, we'll have numbers in the budget document. So thank you. I really appreciate that.
Kristen?
Thank you. Before I start, I'm just wondering what happened to, we used to have a thing that we could see how much time of the 3 minutes there was.
It's not working. You could state your name and your.
Right, I will. This is just before I begin because I may go a tad over. I will try to hurry. My name is Kristen Bryant. I'm from Bellevue, and I've watched with great interest the development project and the work along Roberts Drive for the water line of Oak Point because I grew up on Roberts Drive and my parents still live there. And I'll get to that in a minute. I did wanted to also point out there are a lot of concerns over money. I'm concerned over the blank check the mayor has been given to fight the city council in the open meetings lawsuit. Also, the council repeatedly said there were no open meetings violations, and I heard Mr. Deedy's comment. He may want to check his recordings for those comments. Where is the concern over why developer Oak Point created such a big deal over a procedural issue of council committees that don't even affect their development? I'm concerned over the $300 an hour rate of Kenyon Dyson, who apparently thinks, as a law firm, that the council has no contract authority. This is much more than the rate of attorneys Glenn and Kohler, who can read the RCW that says that the city council has contract authority. The mayor should stop ignoring this law and stop creating legal bills for her illegal contracts. And back to the first topic. The city has not required the developer to meet the requirements of their Roberts Drive waterline project. This project required replacing the shoulder vegetation to original grass, but next to Ginder Creek, that used to be grass and it was all left as gravel. This looks terrible, and the dirt gets trapped into the gravel until there's a big rain that washes all that dirt into the creek at once, which is harmful to the small plants and animals and to the food chain. Tonight, we heard council concerns over traffic from the potential Enumclaw Recycle Center, and we heard concerns over negative environmental impacts on the Green River watershed. These concerns were also important when the council considered the future of the Rock Creek Bridge on Roberts Drive. The council kept the majority of $1 million grant to repave Roberts Drive after the developer tore it up to put in their water line. The council recommended a change to look at replacing the bridge. The bridge is over 100 years old, and hanging a pedestrian walkway off the old bridge set up the city to have to invest in a new walkway that would likely have to be replaced in 15 years. The Muckleshoot tribe repeatedly sent comments saying a new bridge is needed, a bridge that is up and out of the wetlands and that did not block fish passage and did not attract beaver dams to a bad location. These are environmental concerns that are important. There are traffic concerns, too, with all the truck traffic going over that 100-year-old bridge. There are laws. So thank you very much for your time tonight and for your efforts, Council.
Is there anyone else? Mr. Glenn?
Three matters. One, the council took
Mr. Glenn,
two resolutions tonight.
Mr. Glenn, your name and
Dan Glenn from Olympia. The council took action on those two resolutions. I assume that you will send appropriate notification to your staff to provide comments on environmental reviews that are being undertaken, because too often that gets dropped. Secondly, in terms of the question about why items were not included in the budget, in terms of Ms. Kohler, myself, or the other council, you'll have to ask the preparer of the budget, because I understand bills have been provided. They have not been paid. So if there's a question about that, that needs to be asked there as to whose direction those items were not included in the budget. Third, in terms of the action taken tonight, at the time or prior to the council, not the council, but the city moving forward on the plat, you've approved a final plat subject to, as I understand, a bonding of a number of improvements. I think you will, of course, want to be cautious prior to issuance of permits, taking a look at your Section 17, 20, 50, subparagraph C, which makes it clear no building permits are to be issued until the improvements actually are in. And last, for those who think that it is so much fun to serve on the council, I, unfortunately, over the 40-some years I've been doing this, have seen council members sued on a repeated occasion, and the cities have taken that on. When I think of the comments made tonight, there is that comment that was actually predates me. Ask not for whom the bell tolls, because the bell can toll for thee. Enough said. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council?
Yes.
You can tell I'm a lot shorter than Glenn is. My name is Carolyn Carroll, and I am a resident of Black Diamond. And I would like to stand here tonight and express my appreciation to our council members who willingly and hardworking council people who give of their time and their energy in our behalf. I want to thank them for their service, for their tireless efforts on our behalf. And I also have to say how hard it must be to sit here week after week and be harassed and jeered at and booed at and laughed at. I would never serve on this council. It's appalling and upsetting, and I'm ashamed of all of you who do this. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Bob?
First of all, I want to, Bob Edelman, Black Diamond, I want to point out to Oak Point that Janie has found deer do not like chili powder. I suggest you in yeah, you get the Costco size. Secondly, regarding the resolutions, there's a statement that the courts have determined, and then it in citation, there's a single citation to the case and the recall of a port commissioner, Cynthia Olson. As far as I know, there's no other. It's a real stretch to say that that case is applicable to this situation. In that case, Cynthia Olson voted to indemnify the port commissioners for OPMA violations. I believe it was OPMA violations. There was a recall effort against her, and one of the recall charges was she voted on something which benefited her. What the Supreme Court found was that there was no direct benefit to her. It was a benefit that a contract would be between the port commission, between the port authority and the council, not between the port commissioner. The port commissioner had it in that case. There was no direct benefit, and in this recall effort, against her, they dismissed that charge. That's the extent of it. Quite a bit of difference here. You voted for the city to spend money that you have on things that you have incurred, costs that you have incurred. You did not vote for indemnification of the city council. You voted to pay for your bills. So I don't believe it. I'll let the attorneys decide whether the validity of those resolutions. I have no say in it, but at least in my opinion, this has not been determined by the courts. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session.
We're not having an executive session. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Merry Christmas, everybody.